I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Natasha Lance and Mike Angeli III. They're the campaign co-chairs for the United Way of Marquette County this year, and we talked to them to get an update on how the fundraising campaign has gone so far and how you can get involved.
It's going really well. We've been pounding the streets as hard as we can. We've done a lot of campaign presentations at organizations and groups. A huge thank you to all of them that have so far contributed and been a part of it. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot still planned and scheduled or hopefully to do.
The campaign runs until early spring, like May, isn't it, or somewhere in there? So there is time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And especially for people now at the end of the year, it is a tax deduction too at the end of the year, so a lot of people do look for that.
Now, Natasha, I know that with your involvement with this, it's an opportunity to get out there and spread the word about the United Way, but also having done this myself, I know what it's like to go to these various businesses and groups, maybe some that you didn't even fully know existed or whatnot, and spreading the word. What are you hearing when you're telling the story of the United Way?
Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite part of being the co-chair, is going into different workplaces. Not only do I get to learn about the many businesses and people that are here in Marquette County, but it's a good opportunity to bring a face and a name to the United Way in a very personal way. I mean, United Way is just such an authentic organization, and being able to talk one-on-one with our friends and neighbors about what we do is just absolutely rewarding.
Tell me a little bit about the where the money goes. There's a series of member agencies. How does it all work?
Sure. There are 28 member agencies, and what happens is they apply to be a United Way agency. They're fully vetted, and then it's a transparent process. Once that money comes into United Way, then it's our citizens in the community that actually get together and decide where that money goes, how it's split amongst the 28 member agencies.
Now, Mike, tell me a little bit about that, that this money that comes in here stays here.
Oh, yeah. We have two human beings basically running the entire program, Barb and Sue. And if you do know them, they're two awesome people. And they basically take on the entire part of this. 6% of everything we raise goes away. Mm-hmm. 1% is for United Way as a whole. 5% is for total expenses, and the rest of it stays here. So we're talking 94%.
94% of what's generated here goes right into our community agencies.
Yeah, which not a lot of organizations or groups can say they do that.
Well, we know sometimes there is this sort of, in my opinion, misinformation about giving during the holiday season in particular. You guys are here to say, obviously and truthfully, that this money that you give in Marquette County goes to Marquette County agencies.
Correct. And I believe in our community. I've been born and raised here. My family's here. Natasha loves your area more than anybody. And we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for the way that this organization is run.
Talking about this end of the year here in particular, there is still time to get the tax benefits if you make the donations, the contributions to United Way of Marquette County. Mike, what's the way to get that done right now? How do you get signed up to either have you guys come and do a presentation or just make a contribution?
Well, one of the biggest ways is obviously call the office. The phone number there is 906-226-8171. Also the United Way website at uwmqt.org. We're doing a huge thing right now where we're trying to get our Facebook out there. Natasha and I come from a different land than a lot of the people in the United Way that are used to. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to push what's out there and what's simple and what's cheap, and at free advertising. And United Way on Facebook has been a huge, huge asset for us. But check us out, please. Like something, share something. If you have a photo of someone that's been helped, share it. We want to get this out there, and we want people to see what's actually happening, and we want you to see where your money's going to firsthand.
Isn't it true, Natasha, when we talk about it, that you're running into people that these agencies touch? I mean, this is people that you know or friends of someone that is touched by one of these member agencies.
Well, and I think the nice thing is that, you know, United Way gives to such a wide range of agencies. So whether that's services for seniors or for youth or for people with disabilities, I mean, really, it's a broad range. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is that as a donor, you can choose where your money goes if you have a strong passion for one specific area or not. Mm-hmm. Additionally, people need to realize that you don't need to give a lot. If everybody gave a little, then it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't want people to say, oh, well, I can only give $5 or I can only give 10, and so they don't do it. Every little bit counts and makes a huge difference.
Yeah, especially if you talk around the office with some of your coworkers.
You
maybe
bet.
Maybe the office doesn't even isn't necessarily doing it as a group.
Mm-hmm.
You can just put out a little tip jar or something and say, hey, let's put some money
yeah.
in. And if you have 10 people in the office and they all give $5, well, then it's adding up.
Oh, it sure does. It sure does. And I want to go back really, really quickly. At this time of year, it seems like on the internet, it always pops up that the CEO of United Way makes all of this, you know, huge amount of money and that there's real negative press around that. But let's go back to what Mike said earlier. 6% goes to overhead. 1% of that goes to United Way International, 5% to run the office. Everything else stays here locally. We, on our word, can tell you that that is absolutely the case.
Well, as we wrap up with you guys, Mike, one more time, how do people get a hold of you? How do they get you to come and do a presentation or just find out more about the United Way?
Facebook, phone, website, 906-226-8171. UWMQT.org or the Facebook page, or contact me or Natasha personally.
That's the comments of Mike Angeli III and Natasha Lance, campaign co-chairs with the United Way of Marquette County. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.